North Carolina Senator John Edwards confirmed today he will seek the Democratic nomination for president in 2004. Edwards, who is in his first Senate term, has been acting like a candidate for more than a year, making 11 trips to Iowa and New Hampshire, two states holding early presidential contests. Edwards' supporters hope his southern roots and youthful energy will help him overcome his lack of political experience. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
John Edwards is perhaps the most telegenic of the potential Democratic presidential candidates, so it came as little surprise that he chose to kick off his campaign with a high-profile appearance on TV.
Good morning. The race is on, and he could be a contender for the White House, that is.
Appearing with Matt Lauer on NBC's Today Show, the North Carolina Democrat announced he's forming a committee to raise money for a presidential run. Edwards is a multimillionaire attorney, but in declaring his candidacy, he drew upon his middle-class roots.
I want to be a champion for regular people, the same people that I've fought for my whole life, people like my own family, where I was the first to go to college, where my dad worked in the mill, my mom worked, last job was working at the post office. I think those people are entitled to a champion in the White House.
If Edwards is elected president, he would have served just six prior years in public office, less than most chief executives, but equal to the experience of George W. Bush in 2000. Before Edwards was elected to the Senate in 1998, he showed little interest in public life, concentrating instead on the courtroom, where he was one of the nation's top trial lawyers. Speaking with reporters today outside his Raleigh home, Edwards portrayed his short political career as an asset.
If the American people want a lifelong politician in the White House, that's not me. They'll have a group of people to choose from if that's what they want. If they want instead somebody who is closer to them, more connected to them, has spent his entire life fighting for them and comes from them, that is me.
In a Democratic Party starved for fresh faces, Edwards has risen quickly. At 49 years old, he's likable and articulate. He won a legislative victory when the Senate passed the Patients' Bill of Rights he co-sponsored. And he won a different kind of victory when People magazine named him America's sexiest politician. In an effort to boost his stature, Edwards recently visited Europe, met with world leaders, and delivered a series of major policy speeches. He's also the only Southern Democrat in the race so far, and Duke University political scientist David Pallett says that can help him in a party whose last three presidents have come from the South.
An effective Southern candidate, although Gore didn't do very well here, can win states, Southern states, that otherwise would be strongly inclined to go Republican. And of course he will come across as a new Southerner, not one married to the shibboleths of the past.
Already, Republican leaders have begun questioning Edwards' self-described Southern values. One GOP website shows an illustration of Edwards morphing into Ted Kennedy. North Carolina Republican Chairman Bill Coby says his party will try to paint Edwards as too liberal for Southern voters.
To have the backing of the people of North Carolina, you have to prove to the people of North Carolina that you're representing North Carolina values, which are conservative values. And he's not proven that. In fact, he's proven the opposite.
Edwards faces another campaign challenge. He's also up for re-election to the Senate next year. And while state law allows him to run for both the Senate and the White House, the balancing act could prove difficult. Polls suggest North Carolina voters are lukewarm to his presidential campaign, a finding Edwards brushes off. He says the only reluctance he's encountered in his home state comes from people who are afraid to lose him in the Senate. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh.